What can you see from your position? What colours can you see? What shapes can you see? Explore a movement that you like to do in this light space. It might be as small as a movement that you do with your eyes, or it might be a movement that happens in your whole body. When you have found a movement that you like to do in this light space, choose a word to describe this movement. If you need some more time to find this movement, press pause. Then press play when you are ready to move on to the next space. Now find a corner space. Go to a corner. It might be the corner of a room, or it might be an enclosed space between some furniture. Explore how you like to be in this corner space. You may be sitting down, lying, or standing. Choose which direction you would like to face. You could try facing into the corner, or you could be in the corner facing out into the room. How many different surfaces can you make contact with in this corner? Are there different surfaces on each side of your body? And perhaps also above or the floor below? Explore touching these surfaces to feel their texture. Or maybe leaning into different surfaces. What body parts are in contact with these surfaces? If you like, you can choose different body parts to connect with these surfaces. Explore a movement that you like to do in this corner space. If you need some more time to find this movement, press pause. Then press play when you're ready to move on. Now we have explored three different spaces in your home. You may want to continue exploring different movements in different spaces. Some other spaces you could explore in this way could include an outside space, or an underneath space, or perhaps a tall space. If you like making things, maybe you could make a map of your house, and you can put these different spaces on the map along with the movements, or the words for the movements that you found in them. However you choose to do it, I hope that you have fun being a sensory space explorer, and we would love to hear how you get on.
Hello everyone, this is Kimberly, Kanduka's director of the Youth Dance Programme. As Susanna said, we'd love to hear how you found both this task and the tasks from the last 5 weeks of having the creative resources. So if you'd like to feedback to us, then there's a feedback form and a link below. Or you can drop me an email to kimberly@kanduka.co.uk. And that way you could write to us, you could send us a video or some audio, you could even take a picture and send it to me that way. We'd love to hear from you. We hope you've enjoyed the last 6 weeks of Creative Resources, and we look forward to seeing you again next year.